We're all set.
Okay. Considering last year and this year, we've had the Rosh Hashanah fall out on Shabbos, as I heard on the radio this week from the Lubavitch said, everybody belongs in the synagogue this Shabbos and Sunday, and even though this Sabbath we're not blowing the shofar, because the holiness of the Sabbath even outweighs the holiness of the shofar, still you belong in shul. But as we know, it's the second time we're going to have Rosh Hashanah, the first day, no shofar. So we're going to talk a little bit about that topic, generalized, to talk about Isurei D'Rabbanan in general, how they affect Isurei D'Araisa. And again, next week I hope we'll have a connected shiur to the Kofar Rabbanan in general. Okay, but now, generally be first an introductory section specifically about Shofar B'Shabbos. Okay, let's start with that. Source number one. So this is part one. So the Mishnah tells us in towards the end of Rosh Hashanah, Yontif Rosh Hashanah Shacholios B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayutoken Avaloba Medina. Right, so Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, in the Mikdash they used to blow, even though it fell on Shabbos, Avaloba Medina. But not in the Medina. Not for now, but one day hopefully we'll have a shiur on Kedushas Yerushalayim. There's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam, how do you define Mikdash, how do you define Medina? One of them says Mikdash means Mikdash, and Medina means anything outside of Beis HaMikdash. The other opinion says, no, Mikdash, the Rambam says, I think it's the Rambam, that the Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. And Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. The question is, though, why did the Mishnah call it Mikdash? Maybe the Kedushas Yerushalayim is somehow just an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. Not for now, but it's interesting if you want to look. The Rashi here in the Pirush Mishnayos, well, how do you define Mikdash, how do you define Medina? Yes, the Rambam says it's Yerushalayim. Bishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hizkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shiyu Token B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was Mesaki, and after the Churban HaBayis, that they used to blow, anyway, there was a Bezdin. Amr Balazar, Lehizkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, El B'Yavne B'Vad, Amr Lo Echa Yavne, V'Echa Kol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. Okay, and the Mishnah continues to tell us the details. But anyway, Lamaisa, this Mishnah seems to tell us that outside of at least the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah tells us. If we look in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says that this is a din to Oraisa. It's a din to Oraisa not to blow shofar on Shabbos. If you look in source number 3 for a minute, source number 3, the Yerushalmi on this, you have to remember, the Yerushalmi had the same Mishnayos. Yerushalmi and the Bavli, it's the same Mishnayos, it's just basically the same. Rav Melech Shechter once told me he wrote his doctorate on the differences in the Mishnayos of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I never looked at it, but that's what he told me. He says it's bullshitasso, like hundreds of times. Okay, but I never looked at it. But in general, we assume that the Mishnayos were basically the same through the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi on this Mishnah says it's a din to Oraisa, to not blow shofar on Shabbos. After all, the Yerushalmi says in source number 3, Kasev, where it's underlined, Kasev Echad Omer Yom Shrua, the Kasev Echad Omer Zichron Shrua. All right, we have two psukim in the Torah. Yom Shrua, a day of blowing. Zichron Shrua, a day you remember blowing. So what does that mean? The Torah itself has two different lashonos. Haketza, says Yerushalmi, B'shar Shuchal B'chol Yom Shrua. When it falls on weekday, so then it's actually Yom Shrua. You blow the shofar. B'shar Shuchal B'Shabbos Zichron Shrua Maskirin. You mention it, Avalo Token. But you don't actually blow. Maskirin might mean the psukim, Malchi Zichronis and Shofros, but in general, it means you don't blow shofar. So according to the Yerushalmi, this Shabbos has nothing to do with the Rabbanan. This Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. How do you fulfill Rosh Hashanah that it falls on Shabbos? You don't blow shofar. You mention shofar. That's the din d'oraisa. That's a kiyum of Zichron Shrua. Okay, fine. Right, so this is a special year then, according to Yerushalmi, because we get to fulfill both Zichron Shrua and Yom Shrua, unlike most years, which we only get to fulfill Yom Shrua. That's the Yerushalmi. We generally do not assume that way lahalacha. We don't paskin Yom Arichta, and even if we would paskin Yom Arichta, maybe it wouldn't be a real Yom Arichta. In Echinami, we really don't get to fulfill the real Yom Shrua. Right, so according to that, every year you have a choice. It's either Yom Shrua or Zichron Shrua. Okay, but if we look back in the Bavli has this Havamina that it could be D'Oraisa, but rejects it, and of course says that it's D'Rabbanan, as we all know. Let's do the Gemara. Let's back to source number 1, line 11. Minohani Mili, how do you know that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? Omar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma. Just looking, different people, different Mamorim in the Yerushalmi. Omar Rabbi Chara Bar Hanina. Kasev Echad Omer Shabbason Zichron Shrua, because of Echad Omer Yom Shrua Yelachem. So Lo Kasha, Kan Biyatav Shechalias B'Shabbos, Kan Biyatav Shechalias B'Chol. So the first, the Bavli and the Bavli is the same. It's a Din D'Oraisa. But then Amar Rava, line 16, no, it can't be a din d'oraisa. Two problems. E mi d'oraisa hi b'mikdash heichi takinan. If it's a din d'oraisa that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, then why should there be a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash? If it's a din d'rabbanan, like we're about to say, then I understand, based on the principle of, anybody, Rashi quotes in source number 2, Ein Shvus b'mikdash. It's not a total principle, but generally we assume there is no Isurei d'rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. The Svara being most Isurei d'rabbanan are based on the fact that we might mess up. If we're allowed to do something, we might go the final step and not fulfill we might violate the Aveir d'Araisa. And Kohanim's Rizim Haim. Kohanim are special. They're not going to mess up in terms of the d'Araisa. So that's why we generally assume Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. But Rava says, if it's a din d'oraisa zichron shrua, then why should there be a difference between the mikdash and not? Question number one. Va'od, line 17, halav malacha hi to itzrich kralim ute. Blowing shofar is in the category of a malacha. The Tana Devei Shmuel, you're going to tell me that the Torah would answer this? The Tana Devei Shmuel, kol malachas avodah lo sasu yatzus hatzki shofar rediyas hapas shehi chachma ve'ena malacha. You question exactly what that means. But Rava asks a different question, which seems to say that it's not in the category of malacha, and therefore should not be excluded midaraisa. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava answers, midaraisa mishra shari. As we assume halacha lamaisa, that midaraisa, it is mutter to blow shofar on Shabbos. So this Shabbos, somebody asked me today, one of my talmidim, there's a conservative shul in my neighborhood. You know, what happens if I walk by there on Shabbos and hear the shofar? Should I walk by there today? You didn't know I was giving this year. But, should I... are they going to blow shofar on Shabbos? He says, if they're not going to blow shofar on Shabbos, isn't that social themselves mean they obey? They don't believe in Din D'Rabbanan. So if they don't blow shofar on Shabbos, you know, so... I said, it's a good point. It's a good point, l'shitasa. But either way, so he says, so that's what we pass. Gimid ha'raisa mishra shari. Rabbanan hu d'gazar bay, kid d'rabba. Rava says, like the din of Rava, which we find in a number of places in Shas. So Amar Rava, Hakol Chayav and Betkiya Shofar, Ve'enakol Betki and Betkiya Shofar. We're all obligated, but not everybody knows how to blow. Gezer Hashem Yitzlanu B'yado V'yelech Yisrael Baki Lilmod. Right? So we're worried. Maybe he's going to take it and go ask a Baki. He'll walk through Rishas HaRabim D'Araisa and go ask a Baki to teach him. V'yavireno Dalanamas Rishas HaRabim. V'hainu Taimu D'Lulav, V'hainu Taimu D'Megillah. The same reason why we don't shake Lulav or lean Megillah on Shabbos, the Isser D'Rabbana. Okay, so we have a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi about this Shabbos. The fact that we're not going to blow shofar the Shabbos, is that in Din D'Oraisa, based on Zichron Trua versus Yom Trua? That's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli had that as a Havamina, but Lamaskana said it's only an Isser D'Rabbana. Okay, 2 points regarding this Machlokas. Number one is, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in source number 4, Leone Ashas, that even though we paskin it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it must have been a very, very early gzeira d'rabbanan. As he says in source 4, the afil l'fi hamaskana d'kan d'rak mi d'rabbanan mishum gzeira d'rabahu d'lo takinan mikol makom kvar haisa gzeira gambi me Moshe. Even bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, this iser d'rabbanan existed. Because after all, what does it say? Zichron Shrua. Even according to the Bavli never explained what Zichron Shrua means. So what does it mean? So to suggest the Galioni Ashas, based on other Achronim, Zichron Shrua, you're right, it was based on the Svara. Obviously, Rabba didn't live then. It was based on the Svara of Shema Yavirenu in the times of Moshe. And when Moshe gave us the Torah, he already alluded to this. When he gave us the Torah, Zichron Shrua. Like the Lamaisa were doing then. Because remember, according to the Bible, you have to explain Zichron Shrua. Why is there a difference in Lashon? So suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on other sources, that maybe it's because this is such an early Gzeira d'Rabbanan. The Yafal gav the Haya az makom sheishbo bezdin, the token b'shavas gam begvulin. He says, minor problem. He says, even after they were gozer, you still blew in Mikdash or Bezdin. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av Bezdin. So they should have blown in the place of Moshe. What do you mean the Gzeira was only how could it be so early? So we call Malcolm Yishlomar, Zedizehu Rach Acher Chorban HaMikdash, Zecher LaMikdash. Oh, maybe the point of Bezdin is only post-Mikdash, you could blow Zecher LaMikdash. But before Mikdash, then there's no idea of Bezdin. The whole idea of Bezdin, blowing a Bezdin, is only as a Zecher LaMikdash. But if it's prior to the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that whole idea didn't exist. to blow in Beis Din. And that's why it wouldn't be a problem. But anyway, fundamentally, the Gaon Yashar says, how does the Bavli deal with the pasuk of Zichron Trua? Maybe the fact that it was a very, very early Isser Drabanan, even Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So he deals with that. Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So he deals with that in the continuation. I gave you some of it. So he deals with it. Maybe not. Maybe it's not just reason. Maybe he says the Yesh L'Yashay, the Ein L'Harach Kan. So I'll say that too. So I'm sure he has more to say about it than I do. But that's one point regarding the what the Bible does with Zichron Shrua. Another point which the Rav was bothered by, and that is, even so, we don't paskin the chiluk of Yom Shua Zichron Shrua. But the Shulchan Aruch says, I didn't give it to you, but I'll tell you where it is if you want to write it down. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Pei Beis Siv Zayin that in our Nusach HaTfilah we reflect that difference. Right, on Shabbos we say Zichron Shrua. And on weekday we say Yom Shrua. So if we reject it, if we reject the Yerushalmi, what are we doing? Right? We say Yom Shrua, Zichron Shrua, there's no difference. So we should just say Yom Shrua, or always say Zichron Shrua. Why do we specifically reflect in our Tfilos, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch, that on Shabbos we say on Zichron Shrua, on a weekday we say Yom Shrua? So the Rav thought that you have to somehow, even though the Bavli doesn't say it, you have to somehow interpret the Bavli as, or at least answer the questions that the Bavli has on the Shita that it's Daraisa. So remember, the Bavli had two questions. It can't be Daraisa because, number one, why should there be a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash? And number two, it's not really a Malacha. So the Rav, Moral Derech HaDrash, I would say, I don't know, I don't think he thinks this is a shot of the Gemara, but at least because the Shulchan Aruch says that we have Zichron Trua Yom Trua L'maskana, he does suggest something al Pi'ei Derech HaDrash. And that is, Rav Sheffler quotes it in the Sefer Bikvei Hatzon in source number 5, and after he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in the first column, so let's go to the second column where he answers the questions. Vashel shnei kushios shel Rava idol raisa hi b'mikdash eichi takinon. If it's a raisa, had they blown the base of mikdash? Right? There's only chilek possible. It ain't shvus by mikdash. But if it's a raisa, there shouldn't be a chilek. The od ain't bitkiyash rav mishem malacha bechlal. So nearly, here we go. The b'shabbes yesh iser tachina. We know that there's an iser to supplicate toward the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. Right? That's why there are certain tefillos. We don't have the whole middle section of Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, because it's all bakashos. It's not an Isser. The Gemara is Lashon and Brachos. Why we don't say the 18 Brachos plus Shabbos is Tirchot Tziburah. So it's not a Isser, but it's generally we assume there's an Isser of Tchina on Shabbos. And that's why the post can talk about how can you make a Bishgraf for Cholom on Shabbos, and how do we say Elokai Nitzara on Shabbos. Everything's answered, but generally we try not to make an Isser Tchina. Like people say, well, Hexit Tehillim on Shabbos, the answer is, Sarfi Rabin, you're allowed to, and you should. But in general, there's an Isser Tchina on Shabbos. The Tkiya Shofar Gidra Tfila Shel Bechi. Something about the Shem that we're going to talk about in Shul on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Shofar is a form of Tfila. It's a crying form of Tfila. As he quotes, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Nina Lo Shari Tfila, etc. On line 8, Avim Shinina Lo Shari Tfila Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. There are different Sha'arim in Shemayim. The gate of Tfila, the gate of Tfila with crying. And Shofar, explains the Rav, is a form of Tfila. And he quotes the Yerushal, the Unkelis, Yom Shua Yelachem Yom Yabava Yehelachon. Yabava is a crying, form of crying. Again, there are other rites, again, which we'll talk about in Shul Bezer Manar Shoshana. On line 11, shofar is a crying form of tefila. Asher haynu tchina. So if you daven crying, what are you davening? It must be that you're supplicating Hashem. That's when we cry the most, when we're asking Hashem for things. Vahatchina asura hi b'shabbes, and that would be a svara mida oraisa. Maybe what the problem is with blowing shofar on Shabbos. Yes, it's not a malacha. You're right, it's not a malacha. But there's a separate reason, right? We're trying to answer the two questions of the Gemara. It's not a malacha. You're right. But there's a separate reason why it should be asur to blow shofar on Shabbos. Because it's a tchina. It's supplicating towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once you say that's the whole iser, says the Rav, I have a svara to say why the Beis HaMikdash should be different. Why? What's the difference? If it's an iser tchina, what's the difference? Chutz Mei HaMikdash on line 13. Because the Beis HaMikdash, by definition, allows tefillah. Besides the fact that if you look at the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he says, what's the Beis HaMikdash? The place where you give karbanos. But still, Hu Gamkin Makom HaTfilah. It's also the unique place of Tfilah. Kidachsev, like we say in Slichos, Kiveisi Beis Tfilah Yikari L'chol HaAmim. My house, the Beis HaMikdash, is a place where all the nations, you know, come together to pray for me. We know all our tefillos go through the Beis HaMikdash. So suggested the Rav that the whole Isser of Shofar could be based on the fact that Shofar is a tchina, is that form of tefillah. But once you say that, then it's just hard to say why it would be excluded from the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is defined as Beis Tfilasi. And if it's Beis Tfilasi, then anything's allowed, even on Shabbos. So this Sarah would help, again, this is not the pashtus of the Bavli. The Bavli says it's an Issa Drabanan, but still, the fact that we say it in our tefillah, we have to try to answer the questions. So maybe this is an approach, how to answer both of the questions that the Bavli has on the Shita of Daraisa. Why should there be a difference, Mikdash and Medina, and why should, it's not a Malacha? The answer is, you're right, it's not a Malacha, but the Issa is Tchina. But if you say that, then the Beis HaMikdash should be excluded because it's the Makom HaTfilah. Okay, so this is about specifically Shofar b'Shabbos, part one. Makom bezin, what do you mean? Would that be enough? Would that be allowed? Right. So unless that's just Zeichel HaMikdash, and it would, you're right, it would be a chiddush then. It would be a chiddush then to say that's allowed, but you'd have to say something like that. Okay. Let's go to part two now. Part two, it starts off with a question that was raised earlier, but we'll see it through the eyes of Rosi Pesach Frank. Look on the next page. Page 2, which is source number 6. See, Pesach, both in Mikroi Kodesh, which I gave you here, and in the Tshuva, which you'll see later in the packet, has the following question. And it came up halacha l'maisa, because a number of years ago, I think in the early 1900s, there was a couple of stories in the 1800s that happened also, that somebody wanted to blow shofar. One of the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, wanted to blow shofar. He felt that Malcolm Sheish Bo Bezdin, and they had he felt like the Rambam, that the whole Yerushalayim is considered Mikdash, and they were in Yerushalayim, and they had the Haskama of many poskim, or Shmuel Salant, and a lot of other poskim. You know, they were ready to blow shofar on Shabbos. And then all of a sudden there was a barrage. You can't. So there's a whole controversy. Somebody said he blew with the windows, the shutters shut. No one exactly knows all the details. But you look at all the, it's very interesting historically, exactly what exactly happened, and again, most of history was against it. But the question was, closer, see, Pesach, okay, fine, I hold that, you know, we shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos. But what if I know that the other shul, they're blowing shofar? I'm not doing it. I hold this wrong. But I know they're doing it. Is there any, is it worthwhile at all to me to go by the shul? I'm not going to blow. I'm just going to listen. Do I get a kiyum? Okay, so let's say the mitzvah is the Shemiyah. Fine, let's say the mitzvah is the Shemiyah, which what we assume most posts can say, at least the Kiyama mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah, whatever. Let's say the mitzvah is Shemiyah. There's no mitzvah above there by shofar. Remember? That's what we said. The mitzvah is Shemiyah. Ain't b'kol din gezel.
According to the Yerushalmi, there's no mitzvah.
According to the Yerushalmi, we don't pass. Oh. So that's the question. Is there still a potential mitzvah? That's the question. Alright, so again, according to the Yerushalmi, there's no question. There is no mitzvah today. Zichron Trua. But, or not, maybe you can. You're being Machazik Yidei over Avera. Alright, you can't. And also, if it's worthless, it's Bittul Torah. Okay, I'm saying, so either way, it's, so the question is, are you. So that's his question. Correct. You're not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah anyway, right? They quote from the Arizal, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal. Ah, okay. Right? That's true. Right, I like to quote, and they all talk about it at night. The Arizal quote, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the minhag of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. So the Arizal, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal, probably one of the most famous Arizal. The Arizal said, the Arizal slept on Rosh Hashanah. So everybody says, oh, the Arizal slept on Esach HaTzos. Okay, he says all the Malachim and Katrogim are already finished, so that's where you could sleep. So, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, Yoshev Batal Kiyashin Dami. So if you're not going to do anything, so then, you know, you could take a little cat nap and learn. But the Kaf HaChaim, I think another Achronim, point out on, explaining that Arizal, 2 points. Number one, if you take this Arizal, you got to take all Arizals. You know, so you don't want to sleep now, so you get up every night, do take a chazos. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, they say, the Arizal did more the Shenaso that we do the Hakits. Right? That, well, imagine what he did. His sleeping, you know, Doma, his sleeping and our being awake. Anyway, so generally. Oh, right. So, okay. Okay, then anyway, let's get back to our topic. So that's the question. If you look at where it's underlined, is there any inyan to go hear them? The guy's blowing anyway. I'm not doing it because I know it's wrong. I think the Rabbanan told you not to. I don't believe in this Beis Din thing. Uri Yerushalayim Amru Oz. I think it's a real case that came up. Shehu Asa Maisa V'Takab Rashon Shachol B'Shabbos. Amnam Gdolei HaTorah Cholku Advarav. Right? The Gdolei HaTorah were cholik on him at that time. Avo Misafek Ula Yish Mamish Medvarav. Right? Efshar Sheish Inyan Lishmoa Mitamanav. The Kibish HaShom Imein Osim B'Zeh Shum Isser. The listeners aren't doing anything wrong. Hu Bengav Tokeya. Right? So is there some key? So he says on the surface, Ulich Ora, and it relates basically to what Michael noted before. And that is, when we have, let's state the issue. When you have a mitzvah daraisa, and the Rambanan tell you don't do it for a certain reason, what now is the status of that mitzvah daraisa? That's the question, really. What status? What did the Rambanan do? What did the Rambanan do? A little bit, maybe. We'll see that hopefully at the end. Rav Ochanan will use terms like that. But, you know, what exactly happened? Do you get some type of schar with it? How exactly should we look at this? So, ulich ora, let's just do the next two lines. Ulich ora yishmakom lishmat atakiyas. On the surface says, Rasi Pesach, maybe you should hear, mitam shekasav hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Drosh V'chidish, gam gadol shetokeya b'shabbis kiyay mitzvah shofar. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it without quoting Reis. He says, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you get the mitzvah. Dizmano gam b'Shabbos. El da'avarosh v'st Shabbos. In Shemayim, you get a mitzvah d'araisa of shofar, you get a mitzvah d'rabanan of violating the Yisurei d'rabanan. The Rambam, Los Sasers, d'araisa, whatever, not for now. But that's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger says. V'im kein, v'nido didan, l'gabe ha'shomim v'adai, sh'makayim mitzvah shofar min ha'Torah. So the listeners in this case, they have the best of both worlds. They hear it, and they're not getting the Avera, because the other guy is blowing. And they're not, the whole question whether you need Kavana Lahotzi. So I don't know if he has, but assuming, let's say he has Stam Kavana, which is Kavana for everybody, and they have Kavana Lahotzi. So then, you know, maybe it'll be the best of both worlds. No, Balthosev means you're doing more than what the Torah says. Either Rabbanan told you not to do something, now you're doing exactly what the Torah says. You're going against the Rabbanan. So that's okay. So maybe, I mean, there's a question, because there are some cases where you don't say Yavid lo Mahani. There are some cases that it says Mahani. So like, Mako Bezen Yafa applies. But what about if a Kohen marries a Grusha? They're married. Makoach Torah Yafa. You know, it's, you know, so it doesn't always work. You're right. It's a good svara, but there are certain exceptions. Okay, so if the Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, open and shut place. The Rabbanan say you can't do it, that's an Isser Gavra. The mitzvah, they didn't do anything to the mitzvah. The mitzvah exists. You do the mitzvah, yet you get an Avera. But, as we're going to see in the next, in five or six cases coming right up, it's not so simple. It's not so simple that you would be Mekai in the mitzvah. Maybe it's a Machlokas Rishonim, maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim, maybe it's a Machlokas Achronim. Let's see some of the sources. Okay, so set of sources. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that. We'll come back to Rabbi Kiva Eger in a little while. So let's see some of the sources. The Mishnah in Sukkah, that's source number 7. The Chav Chesam and Aleph. Mishahaya Roshova Rubo, Bisukkah, Bishulchano, Bisukkah, Bayis. Let's see, somebody has a very small Sukkah. He can't fit the table into the Sukkah. He can fit himself into the Sukkah. So he's sitting in the Sukkah. His table's inside the Sukkah. So it's fine. I'm in the Sukkah. So I'm going to take my soup. I'm going to bring it to my mouth in the sukkah, and I'm going to eat it in the sukkah. Wonderful. Shammai says, whoa, the table's in the house. I'm sorry, the table's in the house. You and your chair are in the sukkah. The table's in the house. So the question is, fine, so I'm going to eat in the sukkah. I take my challah from the table to me, to my mouth, and I eat it. So Beis Shammai says, you can't do that midrabbanan. Why? For obvious reasons. Beis Shammai postlin. Obviously, what's the reason? Because Beis Shammai is worried. Maybe you'll lean over. We always tell our kids all day, lean over when you eat. So maybe we'll lean over and we'll eat outside the sukkah. Beis Shammai postlin. Beis Shammai says, midrabbanan, you can't use that sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel is not worried. He says you could use that sukkah. After all, you're in the sukkah. Important language coming up. Amr lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beisilchus Beishame. One second. Lo ka'achavi ma'isa. Wasn't there a story? Shehochu zikne Beishame. Zikne Beishillel. My Zayda went to your Zayda. Levaker Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis. We went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Umitzauhu shaya yoshev roshev ruba besukah v'shachana besukah bayis. Our Zaydas went for a Yontif walk on Sukkot afternoon. They saw the great Rabbi Yochanan, and he was sitting in such a sukkah. They didn't tell him anything. Haraya, shtika kahoda. Haraya, that's, you know, it's a good sukkah. Amru lahem beishamai. Beishamai says, misham raya. That's a raya, you got the story wrong. You left out the last line. Afim amru lo. My Zayda did say to them, im kain ha'yisa noheg, Rabbi Yochanan, if you've been doing this your whole life, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You have never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So how do you understand that line of the Mishnah? The pashtus of the line sounds like what? What does the pashtus sound like? You haven't done the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. It sounds like the pashtus is even mida oraisa. Even though mida oraisa, this is a kosher sukkah, he's eating in the sukkah, but midrabanan, it sounds like, once they said you can't sit in this sukkah, and they passed this chefza, they said this is a sukkah psula, for me, it's like sitting outside the sukkah. I don't know if you get an isser for eating outside the sukkah, you don't get the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Okay, fine. But I'm saying, but Beis Hillel doesn't make this isser drabanan. Maybe if Beis Hillel would have made the isser drabanan, they would say that isser drabanan has the power to passel it even the chefza. Beis Hillel is only arguing whether you make the gzeira. Once the gzeira is made,
the gzeira was made.
Yeah, Beis Hillel is machshir that it's not even an issur d'rabbanan.
Right.
But he might could agree fundamentally that if there would be an issur d'rabbanan somewhere, then that would ruin a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's not the issue here. So, do we take this mishnah literally? So that's a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Gimel, Tosfos in source number 8 says in Achinami. Take it literally. Again, we're not going to. Tosis is talking about something else, but he just has the line, at the end of line 5. The Ka'amri lo kiyanta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, the afilo mitzvah oraisa lo kiyem. Tosis says it beferish. You don't get a mitzvah d'oraisa if you sit in this sukkah. The Ran on that Mishnah in Sukkah, in source number 9, we'll see the Ran Lashitasa in a few places, is going to have this opinion. He says, no, don't think so. Rather, the Ran says where it's underlined, lav dafka. What are you talking about? It's only an issur d'rabbanan. Maybe literally you'll be pulled after your table. Elohachi kamer. This is what it means. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karoi ukaratzon chachamim. You haven't properly done your mitzvah. Doesn't mean that you haven't done any mitzvah. You've done this in mitzvah d'oraisa, but you haven't done it in the way the rabbanan told you to do it. So again, our issue of Shofar on Shabbos, maybe that kuv is a machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Ran. According to Tosfos, when the Rabbanan said you can't do a mitzvah, right? So it's totally gone. That's it. Masha'enkin, according to the Ran, no, the mitzvah d'oraisa is fine. They told you not to do it. So you still get the schar of doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, but you just get it. You didn't do a karoi. And the Ran adds, just to show you another. This is really another nafkamina. Ukiditznan b'perek ari psachim. The Ran quotes it like it's a dover pashut, just like we say in psachim. Called me shalom amar shloshet varam elu, but benzach lo yotze yidei chovaso. The Mishnah says whoever doesn't pay these rings, you warrant yotze at all. Klomar shalokiyem mitzvah karoi. Again, the pashus of the Mishnah is that you don't say Rabbi Gamliel. What do we scream at our wives? They're in the kitchen. Say Rabbi Gamliel. Kol shalom amar yilo yotzi dechovaso. This is it. Okay, you don't have to say the rest of the Haggadah. Forget Dayenu. Say this. The pashus of the Mishnah and the Ramban and this is Machokas. Which chovaso? The chova of, you remember this Machokas? The chova of Sibritis Mitzrayim or Hazak Matzamor. That's the Machokas Ramban in Brachos and the Ramban. So it's Machokas what the chova is. But either way, the Pashas of the Mishnah that you weren't Yotze, the Ran says, no, it's Lazafka. It's the Ran Lashitasa. The Ran says, the Rabban are the ones that told you, Rabbi Gamliel. He's a Rebbe. He's not the Torah. So Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't say this, the Ran says, a Rebbe, one of the Rabbanim, doesn't have the power to affect the Mitzvah Daraisa. So both by the Sukkah case, and by the case of Kosh Lomar Shal Shadvarim, the Ran says, it's Lazafka. The Pashas of the both Mishnayas seem to say that you wouldn't be Yotze at all. Okay? So those are two cases. Yeah.
Based on this, Ron, question of going to show from Shabbos, what's the rule that you look up to him, he might as well do it, because he gave the mitzvah, either rise here, just be all the real part.
No. Einu yodea matan scharan shal mitzvos the averos.
Yeah, but isn't it always better to do a derisa than...
We're talking about an Avera Durabanan and an Asay Daraisa.
Yeah, so
I don't know. Especially according to the Rambam, Mosasar, Daraisa, we'll talk about that next week. Every Avera Durabanan is really an Avera Daraisa.
Right.
So, either way, you know, we try to listen to the rabbis. So they tell us not to do something, you know. So, okay. So that's Sukkah, and that's Haggadah. Okay, let's go to another source, which all of you are familiar with. The first Mishnah in Shas. Me'em asai korin eshma ba'arvin. Right? So when do we say Kriya Shema at night? You know the first Mishnah. Three different shitos about the ending time of Kriya Shema at night. Rabbi Elazar says the first Ashmorah, the first third of the night. The Chachamim say until Chatzos. And L'chora Shos Banios. And Rabbi Gamliel says you have all night. This kids came back. We didn't say Kriya Shema. Don't worry. You have until the morning. Because even the Rabbanon, who said only until Chatzos, it's only it's a Rabbanon. They don't want you to say, I have so much time. I'll take a nap. I'll watch the game. Whatever. And then I'll say Kriya Shema. You know, so even they say fundamentally, Midaraisa is all night. Midarabanon until Chatzos. Kasha. According to the Rabbanon, you get back home at 2 o'clock in the morning. Should you say Kriya Shema? According to the Chachamim. You get back after Chatzos. Nida Oraisa, still the Zman of Kriya Shema. Right? The Rabbanan said you shouldn't say it now, right? Because they said that, you know, they wanted you to say it beforehand. Is there a kiyum of saying it now? Let's say you have L'shem Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. You could always learn Torah then. But, you know, is there a time? And this is a case where the Rabbanan say that there's a Zman, a limited Zman of a Mitzvah. Yeah.
Of the Rabbanan's restriction by doing it later, but it would be counterproductive to the Rabbanan to say, well, now it's 2 o'clock, don't do anything. The whole purpose was to make you do it. Now I'm ready.
Maybe it'll be productive for next time.
True, but I'm here, I have a mitzvah in my hand. I can't say the Rabbanan won't say. The whole purpose was to make sure that we're trying the mitzvah.
Right. I see your comment is focusing on the motivation of the Rabbanan. You might say though that once the Rabbanan made the rule, I'm saying that's if you focus purely on the motivation of the Gzeira, but you might say, which I think is 100% possible, but you also might say that once the Rabbanan make the rule, and they the power of what they did does something to the definitions of the mitzvah and to the category.
It could, okay. I'm trying to say that in this case, that it would not make sense that they intended for you to not be able to
okay.
say
it later. Okay, right. I mean, either you could say what I just said before, or you could say, even l'shitascha, you might say for next time. He'll be more careful. You know, if you let him do it now, he'll always know that there's a b'di'evad. He'll always know, I'll do it later. It's okay. I know there's a way to get, you know, there's a, I know I could get, do it b'di'evad next time. Yeah. Okay, right. So somebody could always reason, but that's a personal thing. But anyway, Rabbeinu Yonah asked this question. Let me do Rabbeinu Yonah on Aleph Amud Aleph. You can't say I never went to Aleph Amud Aleph, because in the Rif there is Aleph Amud Aleph. So on Aleph Amud Aleph in the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a Yesh Lahachos. L'Rabbanan Damri Afilu Be'Ebed Ena Yotze Ela Achatzos. According to the Rabbanan, I'll read it out loud because it's small. Im Avar Mitzvos Chatzos Mayehe Dino. So what happens if Chatzos passed? She have no marshal Yikra Klau. If you're going to tell me that he shouldn't read at all, Elliot's problem, kasha, it's a problem. Even the Kriyas Machiyim in the Torah. Hechi chol nechachavim lefatro mimena. Now, how can a chachavim potter, you know, the Steve be the right? You have to say Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is kabbalah tomachos shemayim. It's not just the stama mitzvah. That's kabbalah tomachos shemayim. So then he said, maybe there's a few possibilities. Maybe you should say it without the brachos, and maybe you shouldn't because they're machmir because it. The story that I mentioned before on line 7. If he knows he always has a fallback position, he'll always worry about that. But then he gives the fundamental answer, B'shem is Rebbe, where it's underlined. Well, on the end of line 8. V'nira l'mori harav nero, v'svirili l'rabbanon, sha'afilu kriyashma atzma shehimin atorah kol halayla, eino koreosa achachatzos, sheyecholin chachamim l'patro mi mitzvah sasei, calls man she osen came mishum siog or mishum kiyam hamitzvah atzma. The Chacham had the power to tell you this is no longer the Zman for Kriyat Shema. No more mitzvah. Don't do it. It doesn't pay. Tehachi chazina balulav. He says lulav. She mitzvah so min haTorah yom rishon. Yafilo hachi kishachal yom rishon. B'shabes patro. Chacham mitzvlo. Right? She was here with the rabbi. Just like, he compares the two, just like by lulav. It's a mitzvah to take a lulav today. No, don't do it. It's a mitzvah to take Kriyat Shema now. No, don't do it. Different reasons, both worried about something, but in both cases, says Rabbi Yonah, just like you don't shake a lulav, you shouldn't take Kriya Shema here. What do you mean? What do you mean? Shaking you? I'm in my house. I want to. I have a lulav here and I have a sitter here. I want to shake a lulav. I want to shake Kriya Shema. I am not in. It's Shema. You already did it. It's not a Shema. You already violated. I'm saying, now you're worried about next time. That's what he's mentioned before.
Zera for the lulav was given to prevent being over a different thing. That different thing is out there.
Okay,
and
I understand.
To protect this very mitzvah that now it would be so...
Right, I think it's a chiddush. I agree with you.
Say, now, don't do it.
Right.
I'm ready to do it.
Right, I agree. I definitely think you could... It's a Rabbinion is a chiddush, but in either case... No, then you could say what Eliyahu and Sui said, but... Either way, it's another nafkamina on our list in terms of what the Rabbanan do when they affect a mitzvah. So we have sukkah, the small sukkah. We have maybe Haggadah, what the Ran said. We have this Mishnah Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. Okay, let's keep going. One or two more. Lepatro mi mitzvah asay. No, the question is, do you poter the gavra from the mitzvah asay, or you poter the mitzvah asay itself? Lepotro, meet Lepoter Oto. It's Lepotro.
Right, that's Lepotro.
Right, it's Lepotro. Right. Me mitzvah, and it's me mitzvah sase. It doesn't say Lepotro, mitzvah sase.
I
don't think Rabbi Yonah here is interested in our Hakira. Not Hakira. But, okay. I mean, I like to think he is, but either way. Okay, another one. This one is more of a Chiddush. This one is more of a chiddush, and that is related to the first Rashi in Tosfos in Psachim. Now, the first Mishnah in Psachim tells us, Or l'arbasar, source 12, both kenes hachamish l'ar haner. There is a mitzvah midrabanan to do bedikas chametz. We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu. We must get rid of chametz from our house. Question whether you have to, it's an act, you have to go, let's say you don't have chametz, you have to go out and buy chametz and destroy it, tashbisu. Minchas Chinuch has a whole arichos about it, but that's the mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisu. You know, you have to get rid of your chametz. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said, how do you fulfill this mitzvah? By doing bedika, by searching out. So bedika says the Rashi, Botkin, Shelo Ya'abar Allah, Bal Yero, Bal Yimatse. Why would the Rabbanan misakein the mitzvah of bedika's chametz? So that you do not violate the Isser Del Raisa of Bal Yero, Bal Yimatse. Okay. It's okay, but all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The Gemara later on, Tosas here says, if you quote Rashi, the Kashalari, the kibun de tzarach bittel kedamar begemara habodi tzarach shivatel umidoraisa bebittel baal masagi amayis riuchacham bedika klal. Bedika is just to prevent baal yiro baal yimatze. What are you talking about? If we do bittel, we nullify whatever bittel is. But basically, we nullify all of our chametz. And once that's done, I cannot violate baal yiro baal yimatze. Bedika has to have a different reason why they made bedika. So this goes into it, why chametz is special, because you have it all year, and it has kares, and it has... So, Tosfos says it can't just be because of Ba'yira Ba'yimatze, you know, because you do bito. So how could the Rashi say that? And the Ran here asks on Tosfos, so all the Achronim try to give answers for Rashi. Why he says, bedika shlo yavar Ba'yira Ba'yimatze. Then Yeshua here has an answer. But I saw recently that I don't think I've ever quoted this here, Minchas Elazar, Munkash Rebbe. Minchas Elazar, one of his shuvas, I don't have a bekiyas in the Minchas Elazar, I saw it quoted, says that maybe it's connected to our issue. The Rabbanan told you this is how you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and this is how you prevent yourself from violating Baal Yira Baal Yimatzeh. If you don't do bedikas chametz, even though you don't have any chametz in your house, you don't get the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And maybe even, again, he's reading it into the Rashi, do you mixas violate Baal Yira Baal Yimatze? That's what it sounds like, but look what he says. He says in the V'yesh Lomar, after dealing with Shita's Rashi, Api derech ha'prim megadim v'psicha kolelos, which we'll get back to, l'arachayim, im gadru chachamim, la'asot eze daraisa, ba'ofan ha'na'us, if they tell you how to do a certain daraisa in a proper way, below asa kidivrehem, Azgama mitzvah de oraisa lo yatsa. And he quotes, V'rayatsa b'matisa te sukkah. He quotes our Tosis in Sukkah, etc., etc. Line 13, V'hinei al-pizeh, kivan, de chachamim tiknu b'dika milvad habitul. Once the rabbanan say, you also have to do b'dika chamet, in came lo kie mitzvah aseta tashvisu, kishalo badak. Even if you did bitul, you haven't fulfilled tashvisu. V'harei avar, oh, he says it, well, I didn't remember. V'harei avar bari roya. He says, that's Rashi. You violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Bal Yireh Bal Yimatzeh, even though you have no chametz in your house, because you didn't do bedika. Or you sold your house. Even if you were mevatel already, a tremendous chiddush, but he says, maybe that's the trap. Once they say that you have to do the mitzvah in this way, then, if you didn't, you not only don't get the mitzvah of tashbisu, you violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Bal Yireh Bal Yimatzeh. Again, it's a tremendous leap, but it's related to, again, I'm not defending it, but it's out there, it's a tremendous chiddush, but it's related to our issue that once Rabbanan tell you to do a certain D'Oraisa in a certain way, so then, if you don't do it in that way, then it is it's a problem. Yeah.
Are you seeing over here a little different than all the other cases? Because all the other cases, Rabbanan are telling you, don't do this on Shabbos, don't blow shofar, don't carry the lulav, you know, don't shake the lulav, don't do this. Here, the Rabbanan are telling you how to do this in D'Oraisa.
Oh, so let's skip for a minute. Sukkah, and they tell you don't. This is a sukkah psula.
Right.
Well, similar. We'll skip for a minute. This Michael.
Only your tiyum mitzvah sasei. Here they're imposing a mitzvah sasei. A mitzvah lo sasei. They're right.
I mean, a parallel. You're right. It's different, and we're going to summarize the chilukim in a few minutes. But if you just skip for a minute. Right. Skip for a minute to a source that we did about 7 months ago. On page 10, source 19, there's a Minchas Chinuch by Kiddush. Minchas Chinuch there discusses... the Minchas Chinuch by Kiddush discusses many different issues, and he quotes that, of course, the Nusach, Kiddush B'dvarim, is D'Oraisa. But as Rabbi Kveger says, saying good Shabbos to somebody, you're becoming your mitzvah of Kiddush. The Rabbanan told you to say Kiddush with the Nusach that we say on Friday night. So, Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not... Oh, just thought of it. Maybe it's Rabbi Kveger L'Shitasa. Okay. We'll get back to that. So anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch says, if you look on page, we're on page source 19, line 6, Avo min haTorah Omer kol echa lefi ma sherotzeh. Midaraisa, say whatever you want. V'ha'ikar shesorach lahazkir malas hayom. You just have to say something nice about Kiddush. Just like v'chene b'ri shenon gavi b'rachas amazon. Benching. Midaraisa, you know, anything maybe. The Rabbanan told you the form, the nusach, three brachas, four brachas, what to say. So that's what he says, l'ch'orah. But then on line 15, Ach ata shetiknu chazal hanusach tahaynu lahaschil b'shemu malchus ulisayim v'hu lo asakein rak omer dvar me'atzmo l'malas hayom efshar af min haTorah lo yatsa k'mo shekasu atosa sukkah daf gimel. Once the Rabbanan told you to do Kiddush, to do Berchas HaMazon in this way, so then maybe if you don't do it in this way, you're not even Yotzi D'Oraisa. Maybe. He says it goes back and forth, but that's his issue. This is similar to the case that we just had about Badika, that they told you to perform a mitzvah D'Oraisa, you know, in a certain way. You know, that Tashbisu also has Bal Yireh Bal Yimatzeh, so it's an added chiddush, but at least this is a parallel to the case of Badika, where you have the Rabbanan telling you how to fulfill a mitzvah, not just telling you not to do an aveir. Again, I'm going to leave out one or two. Let's go back. That's what we were up to. I'm going to leave out source 14. Source 14 and 15, you can just look at it yourself to save time, but it's just, Rashi Pesach suggests that maybe this is even a machlokas hatanaim, and then he rejects it, maybe you could get out of it, but that was source 14 and 15. But, interesting case, and that is brought up in source 16 of the Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo discusses Purim B'Shabbos. Two cases. Let's say Purim fell out on Shabbos, and therefore you read the Megillah on Friday. So what happens if there is one of these Minchas Chinuch type cases, a katan shenis gadel biyom haShabbos? So the katan becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So should he read, or let's say the guy forgot or something came up, he couldn't read the Megillah on Friday, and it's Shabbos now. Should he read the Megillah today on Shabbos? So here's a suffix about it. So he says on line 6, Rav Shlomo Mivilna. He wrote the Binyan Shlomo also. Different Chesh Shlomo is there's other Chesh Shlomo, but the one in the back of our Gemara is Rav Shlomo Mivilna. So Mikol Mako Mish Nafkamina, line 6, Linyan Katan Shehigdil Biyoma Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. The question is, what did the Rabbanan do when they moved it to Friday? Based on Zera Zerava, the same din. Dim Erev Shabbos, Zmanam, Yatza Bekriya De Esmo, Shekara Mishum Mitzvah Chinuch. If you say, really, the Zmanah Mitzvah switched to the Friday, then the kid, somebody became a Gadol today, but he did the Mitzvah yesterday. Aval Ish Shabbos Zmanam Hu, but really, if Shabbos is the real Zman, Rak the Chazal Akru HaKriya Miyom HaShabbos, Mishum Gzeir, the Shema Yavi Renu, Ef Shardalo Yatza Bekriya De Esmo, Vatzorach Likos B'Shabbos Tam Shainis. Why? Maybe the kid was Mekayim the Mitzvah Rabbanan yesterday, but today he's a Gadol. It wasn't the Chiyuv as a Katan yesterday. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But that's what he says. Maybe you wouldn't be Yossi, and you should have to read it again. The Isser B'Tzorach Likos B'Shabbos Tam Shainis. The Isser the Rabbanan Shemay Avi Renu was Shayach Kabe. And maybe he wouldn't have the mitzvah. And he says, V'chein Nami, line 14, Shachach Lokaru, same type of thing. He has a suffix, he leans to say that maybe, at the end, he says, maybe you shouldn't read it, because once they were Oker, this man, it's not this man anymore. So what some Achronim suggest is, maybe this is Machlokas Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says you should blow shofar on Shabbos, but you get the Aveira, he says, you know, it's not, that's the principle. Like those Rishonim that say, the mitzvah still stands, but you get an Aveira. Cheshek Shlomo maybe is in the path to say no, that once they're abundant they're oker, then they're oker. Rav Tzvi Pesach says maybe it's not a machlokas between the Cheshek Shlomo and the Rav Kiva Eger. Why? What's the chiluk?
It depends on what you were saying before. In other words, one is when they're making the gzera to tell you how to do it, the other
is
when they're making
the
gzera to tell you not
to do it. No, this is both gzera Zerava, Megillah and Shofar. Cheshek Shlomo said it by Megillah, and the Rav Kiva Eger said it by Shofar. Both gzera Zerava. But how could we say that they're not arguing? Chesher Shlomo says by Megillah that if you read the Megillah, the answer is if you, once you hear it, you're like, oh, it's Pashut. But we have to realize it. By Megillah, the Chesher Shlomo says they were ochre it totally. Why? Maybe the point is because that's the Rabbanan to start with. If it's the Rabbanan to start with, it's like Heimamru v'Heimamru. The same Rabbanan that said you have to lay Megillah on the 14th and on the 15th said if it falls on Shabbos, it's totally, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And you push it back a day. Moshe Eger's case, it's Midaraisa. The Torah says to blow shofar today. And all of a sudden, Rabbanan say don't blow shofar. So it could be, and the Har Tzvi says it's Beferis, the next page. It could be, there's no machlokas between them. The Chesher Shlomo is said by Mitzvah Rabbanan. By Mitzvah Rabbanan, you say it's totally Nakar. Mashenkin, if you have a mitzvah daraisa, so it's mkomo omeid. You get an aveir if you do it. But it could be, again, we've seen Rishonim on both sides, but it could be that there really is no machlokas between the Cheshek Shlomo and Rabbi Kiva Eker. There is, again, other nafkaminas. There's a Mishnah Lamelech that has a suffix. If you eat Truma Tamea Midrabanan, do you get Misadei Shamayim? So that's also on page 18, and we did page 19 already. But again, these are all various issues related to the Koach HaRabbanan affecting the Arises. But just to summarize, before we review and end off with an important point, the Rav Tzvi Pesach's grandson, I think that's the one who put together the Mikrei Kodesh, in the footnotes on page 11, source 20, the Hari Kodesh notes, as was noted before, that all these cases aren't the same. You might be machalik depending on what the Rabbanan are doing. And the way he does, he categorizes them into three different types of cases. If you look on the bottom of page 11, Sikum divri Rabbeinu heim, shishlosha sugim bedavar. Three types of cases. Shachachamim paslo es hachefza shel hamitzvah, kimo besukka. The sukkah, the Beisham Beis Hillel case, they say you can't sit in this sukkah. They didn't say you can't sit. They said this is a sukkah psula. That's one category of cases. Whether Rabbanan say a certain chefza shel mitzvah that you want to do the mitzvah with is possible. So there you might say either way. But again, that's one type of case. Beis, shechachamim lo paslo es hachefza shel mitzvah kamo b'shofar. They didn't say this is a shofar psula or it's not a shofar. They told you don't blow shofar. It's muksa even. It's a shofar. Shofar is muksa on Shabbos. To be shofar lo shayach lomer abanam paslo es hashofar. Ela hitilu Israel hagavra shlo yiska b'shabbos. They just said you can't blow. Shabbos after the Evet Yatsi dechasim in a Torah. There maybe you'd be mechalik. Maybe in the first case where they say the chefza is psula, then it's totally out like Tosin Sukkah says. Well, if it's just an Isser Gavra, maybe it's different. And finally, the third category, Gemol Shachachavim Lo Asru Amru Ba Lo Psul Chepsav Isser Gavra, Ela Hosafas Chiyuv Greda. They tell you how to fulfill a certain biblical obligation. Kamo b'kiddush al hayayin, shekam b'chartila yishlakadish b'amira, b'makam she'in lo yayin b'pas. So, and the fourth case, let's say they create a category, means Rabbanan, like Tumah Rabbanan. Does that have the same status as a fourth type of case? But again, all these cases, you always have to ask, you know, what exactly are the Rabbanan doing when they institute their din Rabbanan? There's a beautiful piece. We don't have time for it, because I just want to end with the Taz. There's a beautiful piece in Source 21. What I should do it? Go a few minutes over time? It'll take six more minutes. 3 minutes for each source. Okay. The Rav Elchanan, I'll say it outside. Then you have to read it. Somebody first pointed out this piece, he says, you can become a Baal Shuva after reading this piece. I mean, so it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful lundus. He has, sorry? Just the week before Rosh Hashanah. Again, my wife always says, you should never say like things are great before you say them. You have to be objective. Let everybody else judge. You know, it's a great round. Great. So, okay, so I didn't say anything. Okay, so Rav Chanan says, related to our issue, that there are three chakiras that he asks. Number one, related to this power of the Rabbanan. And again, I think next week's shiur, I haven't thought about it yet, but I think I want to do something related to the koach of the Rabbanan. Maybe just the Rambam Shita Bosas or something. I'm not sure yet. And then after Yantif, Bezram will start Sanhedrin, and everybody will tell me about the Meister Safim Shirim. I'll figure out when I'll do that. Okay, so Rabbi Chana has the follows. Oz Beis, line 25 on the bottom. He says, B'yei b'hach dina d'yesh koch b'yad chachamim l'akar davar b'na Torah b'sheva v'al taseh v'lo b'kum v'aseh. You know, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, the Rabbanan have the power to tell you don't do a mitzvah. Right? Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Don't shake a lulav. Sheva v'al taseh. Don't do it. They can't tell you to do an aveira. Kum v'aseh. So he has three chakiras related to that. Aleph. Mahu kum v'aseh b'sheva v'al taseh. What does it mean kum v'aseh and sheva v'al taseh? If you look in the Rishonim, there's really two definitions given. One is, as we just said, mitzvah asay versus mitzvah los asay. Right? They can tell you not to do a mitzvah asay. They can't tell you to violate a los asay. That's one definition. Right? They can tell you not to blow shofar. They can't tell you do, you know, eat treif. That's one definition. And that's maybe what we always grew up with. But there's another definition possible. Maybe it means active versus passive. Sometimes you could violate an aveira passively. If I stand next to the water and watch my friend drown, I have violated lo samo lo dam reyecha, the sheva al tasa. But maybe that's called, right, maybe that's sheva al tasa, even though it's an aveira. Or, you know, let's say I'm wearing shatnez, not taking off my shatnez. So, we discussed that a few weeks ago, but again, that's more of, I'm violating an aveira by not doing something. I walk into the Beis HaMikdash without a karbon. Lo yavof when I reikon. So again, so how do you define it? So other Rishonim say it's active versus passive, not aseh versus lo saseh. Those are two definitions. He says, that's the first chakira. How do you define kum vaseh sheh val taseh? Aseh versus lo saseh, or passive versus active? Question two. Chakira number two, he says. This one is related specifically to our issue. And that is, when the Rabbanan tell you not to do a mitzvah saseh, what did they do? Are they ochre it totally, and it doesn't exist anymore? It's not there? Or no, it's there. But they say don't do it. Like a hutra tachuya type of idea. That's what he says in Simen Gimel. That's the second. So we have, how do you define kumaseh sheh val taseh? Is it mitzvah aveira, passive active? Number two, what did the Rabbanan do when they were oker mitzvah? Number three, when we say that the Rabbanan only have the power, I'm sorry, I'm not reading it inside, but just to save time. But when we say the Rabbanan have the power to do it b'sheva al taseh and not b'kum vaseh, why is that? Why do they only have the power b'sheva al taseh? Is it just because it's less chamur? Let's say kum vaseh is more chamur. It's worse. It's a worse avera. So sheva al taseh, we say it's lesser not to do the mitzvah. It's just a question of worse and less worse. Or it's not because of worse and less worse. And this I'll just read inside, because this, I think his formulation is important. This is in Ozalit. In Madavar Talug, where it's underlined, but Madrigas Chomer Ha'isir, is it just Kumbat is more Chomer and Sheval Tas is more Kal? Oh, line 21, the Be'emes Mitzad Asmo in Chilo Klau, Ben Kumbat Seid L'Sheval Tas. Really, there's no difference between the Chomer Ha'isir. So why do you make such a chilek? Humitam hanal, the din haTorah bimkomo omed. Really, the din Torah is they didn't affect the mitzvah. The mitzvah of shofar, let's say, is still there. Umin haTorah hatalas chayevus betzitzes. But really, the mitzvah is still there. But you know what they say? There's really, like, let's put it in this way. There's really, you're caught. You don't know what to do. The Torah tells you to do this. The rabbis tell you to do this. What am I supposed to do? I won't do anything. I'll step away. So again, does Sheval Tase mean just do the lesser of the Averis? Right, it's Chomer HaIsser. Or no, it just means that there's a stalemate here. The Torah says one thing, blow shofar. The Rabbanim say don't blow shofar. I don't know what to do. I'll step away. It's better to step away than to get into a fight. Than just pick something and, you know, and do it. So those are three questions related to our issue of Koach Rabbanan. Number one, how do you define Kumbat Sheval Tase? Number two, what did the Rabbanan do? Were they okay totally or not? Number three, why is Sheval Tase allowed and not Kumbat Se? Says Rav Elchanan, all three are connected. Here we go. So he says, Osei, V'chol HaChakiros HaElu Tzluyo Zubazu. If you say, regarding question two, that the Rabbanan totally were okir the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah of shofar anymore on Shabbos. So then, so then you have to say, regarding Chakira 3, that it's just because it's Chomer Ha'isr. You can't say it's a stalemate. There's no more mitzvah. The Torah didn't say it. So you can't say option one in Chakira, option two in Chakira number three. That there's a stalemate, you step away. What do you mean? There's no more mitzvah. So if you say that there's no more mitzvah, then you have to say that why is Sheval Tase better? Because you're stepping away. It's a weaker type of thing. You can't say you're stepping away because there is no more mitzvah from the Torah. They don't have a koach to be okar kumba asei. The sheva tasa dein a chomer kol kach yesh koach v'yadam alakro. Umamela tzarach lomar shahad. Once you say that, you're looking at the chomer ha'iser. You're looking at the chomer ha'iser and related to the first chakira, aviros are worse than mitzvos. You have to say it's totally on avira versus mitzvah, not active versus passive. So Rav Lamer says, "Dover totally begufa isur asmo imokumba seyo sheval tase." But lo beuch lo ichbat lon ofan shihu over halav. But the other side, if you say related to chakira number two, that what the rabbanan do, the mitzvah is still there, but they just said don't do it. So then, related to chakira number three, you say the other way, that there's a stalemate. The mitzvah is there. The rabbanan tell you to do this. Walk away. Walk away. Be passive. It's not a din of ase versus los ase. It's passive versus active. That's how you would explain kumbase sheval tase. Because what's the whole point of the chilek? Walk away, because the mitzvah is still there. So then you would say losam al damriyacha. That's considered sheval tase. It's not an aveira. So really, all three questions are tully on each other. You have to start with the middle one, but each one of them can be tully on each other. Again, that all relates. So the middle one is the one that related to our shir tonight, but really they all relate. Okay, that might have taken me 4.5 minutes. But anyway, okay. So but I think it was worth it. I like to think so. Okay, so fine. So finally, just to end off with a Taz, probably the most well-known Taz in Hilchos Shofar. And that is, the Taz asks the question, we know that Shofar, the Gzera, this is a separate idea, not related, more of on a Hashgafic note. Taz asks, we know that the Gzera, the Rava, is because you might, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you might carry the Shofar. So the Taz says, what do you mean? There's an Isra Drabanan on Yontif to blow a musical instrument. So why don't we answer blowing shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shachalios b'chol? You have to formulate it in halachic terms. So what? So maybe not. So this year we're not doing shofar d'araisa, right? Okay, that's b'mikdash. What about the Medin? What about outside? So the Taz says, why could you ever blow shofar? Maybe you should say, no shofar, even on Yontif. Shachal b'chol, not shachal b'shabbos. So we have, I related, So we had this. I use this. I call it Tarkula in your call it Tarkula in your nefet. In that shir, did I give that shir? Well, I gave it to the summer.
Okay, the Rabbanan are making a terror to take away something altogether. No, it's when to do it, when not to do it.
Okay. Here they took away the whole mitzvah d'oraisa.
No, they'll take away, but it's still possible to do it.
Oh.
You just do it the next day.
Okay. Okay, so the Taz answers. This is d'oraisa. No, and also, well, let's get the Taz's answer, and then we'll relate it. The Taz says exactly what you're saying, but he formulates it. Olani has daiti in the middle of line 3 to call shofar lonita. I'm sorry, Vo nirli lataris, end of line 3, to aim lohem ligzar v'lakar lagamre divrei Torah, shet sivso l'skoa b'yomzeh. Taz says, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to go beferish against what it says explicitly in the Torah. The Rabbanan do not have that authority. It says in the Torah, you must blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to tell me no shofar on Rosh Hashanah ever? Ever? Because it says, Yom Shura Yelachem. Lachem never means limited. It means to be for you. So the Taz says, if they ask you to fall out on Shabbos, that's not going against what it says in the Torah. You blow next year. Right, you won't blow tomorrow because tomorrow is not the Raisa. So you blow next year. But if the Rabbanan can't, the Rabbanan work with the Torah. Right? They help out the Torah. Everything is work. They're mashlim each other. The Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebalpeh. You can't go with favor against what it says in the Torah. It says the same thing. It says the Rasam Achronim asks, why don't you ask her doing bris milah on Shabbos? Maybe you'll carry the knife. Let me carry the knife. You'll carry the baby, carry the knife. So why don't you ask her bris milah on Shabbos? So the Taz says, no, there's a favorite pasuk that says, "Ubiyom Hashmini Yumom Basar Alaso." That pasuk is extra, and we darshan the authority that if it says explicitly, "Ubiyom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos." So as if it says in the Torah, "Do Mila on Shabbos." So the Taz says, you can't say, "Don't do Mila on Shabbos." It's a favorite against the Torah. The Rabbanan can never pasul like the Luvah, the same thing. You'll do it next year when it doesn't fall down on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan do not have that authority because the Rabbanan have to work together with the Torah, and therefore if it says the Feirish in the Torah you have to blow shofar on Shabbos, so then the Rabbanan do not have the authority to say to be okerit lagamri. Again, this is part of a larger shiur which I gave in the shul. I gave it in hell at the time by the high school thing, but then I gave it in the summer, but maybe one day we'll have it in the shul also, right? But I say for the Taz is it's important to know just generally at Piyashkafa that Darshav Asaf work together. You can never have one be sosa each other, and even though it seems like you know, the Rabbanan are saying, don't do shofar, really, everything's working together to give us a complete arena of Avodas Hashem. So even though we're not doing shofar this week, but hopefully, as we don't blow shofar this Shabbos, we'll think about, is there a chiyuv somewhere in the air, or is there not, and what happens if we would walk by one of those shuls that we referred to before, maybe they'll be blowing shofar. You know, should we, do we get any kind of kiyum or not? Okay.